Hello, how's it going? I kind of messed around and fell in love. Okay, before you judge me, I was in my bag. I had my shop running. The shop wasn't going so well, so I started to drive Bolt, with someone's car, not my car. I don't have that kind of money. Yeah, so it's crazy that I found time to fall in love, but then there is a nagging empty hole in my heart. Okay, so I fell in love with this beautiful, chunky, dark skin, brown eyes, full head of hair, and they're so curly when you run your fingers through them. It's like, it's almost hypnotic. And then with his stupid eyes and full lashes that just, like, they shine so bright, so pure and innocently and pierce through your fucking soul. And even though your BPD is trying hard to ruin your life and your inability to control your temper and your motherfucking words with your big grammar where you just say a lot of shit and talk so much and you hurt his feelings, his simple man feelings. He's so simple, God. I used to tell myself, oh my God, I'm an intellectual. I am more superior than all of these dummies. I deserve to be with someone on my level. But turns out, smart people are mean. I'm a smart person and I'm mean, so I know. And I want someone nice, and he's nice. So it is filled with a lot of the thinkers. Now, this is just an actor. I feel like there's not much thought to anything else beside money that goes on in his head. I will be wrong. I might be wrong. It's a possibility that I'm wrong, but the words that typically come out of his mouth are usually, money, 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 and like once every 2 weeks sex. Okay, my once every 2 weeks. God, why am I in love with someone that I can't fuck every single day? But like, it makes me respect him. Like, bro, like, honestly, I've never had a man, yeah, be this so elusive. Oh, God, maybe that's why I love him so much, so intensely. It's because he's not allowing me to have as much access to him as I want. Yes? Because typically, when I'm into someone and they're into me, we fall into this cycle where, we consume so much of each other, yeah, that we get tired of each other easily. Yeah, that's kind of our thing, Well, it's kind of my thing, and I think I make it other people's things because my BPD and yelling at people and getting mad and being a real toxic human really, it interferes with people's you know the word I'm trying to say, longevity of loving me. But it's okay. I understand my problems. I'm working on them. I'm gonna be fine. But I am not going to be fine if I lose this particular beautiful, simple man with a chubby, curved dick that just hurts so much when he slides it in. But it's the good kind of pain. And you want more, even though it's fucking uncomfortable. And he always wears a condom that's too small. And so it's like always burning the walls, not the walls, but the doors of your vagina. And that is TMI you did not ask for. But I guess since we're oversharing, these are all the reasons why I love him. Yes? And he's like me. He's a drinker. And a smoker. And bad habits. Yes. We have similar bad habits, is what I was trying to say. We have similar bad habits. And we're on the similar train of thought, like, oh, okay, guys, we definitely need to stop smoking right now, So, like, that is something we could do together. Together. There are so many opportunities for us to do things together. But first of all, he's a scaredy cat. He's scared of, like, everything. So, yeah. But he's a simple, adorable man. With stupid kisses. And he kissed you like three times in one place, and you know, like, he'll kiss you, like, it's like, oh my god, that is so cute. Why do you want me to fall in love with you? Stop kissing me, but kiss me more. Okay, well, he's a big boy, he's a young man, he's got so many options. So many options, and I hate that, you know, I wrecked my chance. Yeah, fuck. But, like, he's not going anywhere because, bro, I will do witchcraft. I will go to Juju. And those people from Edo and Benin, whatever they are doing there, I will do. If they are doing blood hair and burying someone's... Okay, I'm joking. Because, you know, I made that joke before. It wasn't a joke. I was angry and I said I would hit him with my car. And, yeah. And I know you hear that and you're like, oh my god, your girl will say that to you? Get rid of her immediately. Well, in my defense, I have BPD. And I was bullied a lot as a child. So, like, my brain immediately goes to the darkest, worst place when I feel scared and threatened, and he hadn't spoken to me in 3 days. And he was trying to get out of the car when we're talking, and I'm like, if you get out of this car, I will slam you into the gate. And I'm sorry I said that because I would never hurt him. And now I sound like those crazy people that always end up killing their spouse. Oh my god. I swear to god, I am not going to harm him. I always say I'm going to harm people because, yes, I get very angry. Of course I get very angry. Jesus. They beat me so much as a child, like, it is a surprise that I don't, as an adult, I'm not just walking around with Koboko and Pankere and giving everybody one-to-one-to left, right, death slap up and down. Because, like, that's just the only way I know how to handle my emotions. Just slapping the shit out of people. So when I can't do it physically, I do it verbally. And this is not an excuse. It is an explanation. It is an explanation to why I am the way that I am. And it's such a bad way to be. And I love him. And I want to change for him. Like, all through the year, I've been getting fatter and fatter. This is the fattest I've ever been in my whole entire life, if I'm not going to lie. I weighed in at 125 the other day. And I was shook to my core. How the hell did I get to 125? But ever since we started to, like, get really into this, I want to be skinny again, you know? I want to be slutty. I want, like, he makes me want to be alive. I was so depressed all year. Oh my god. He really just brought me out of, like, a depression episode. So another reason why I love him. Oh god, my moonshine, my moonshine, my moonshine. My moonshine. I love my moonshine. And even though I'm absolutely crazy, he's worth not being crazy for. He's honestly worth getting my whole life together and being some perfect superwoman. Because that's actually what I want to do anyway. I just really need a good reason to motivate myself, you know, chasing that dopamine. And he's like, he's like a checklist. You make your hair a nice style and suddenly he's kissing you more. You know what I'm saying? He's like, make a blue hairstyle, and then you make a blue hairstyle, and then you're getting more kisses. You get it? I'm getting stars. I mean, he doesn't eat pussy, but he does have nice finger games that seem to always shake my ovaries loose. I don't know. I don't even know if they're still functioning. So, in summary, I am digmatized. Hypnotized. I don't know. What's the last one? He broke me out of depressive episode. So entranced. Grateful. And also, have I told you he's so fucking pretty to me? I want to eat his so fucking face every time I see it. I want to lick it and swallow it and just like... I love him so passionately. I desire him so fiercely. And he's just out there, like, doing whatever the fuck he wants. I don't even want him to be faithful to me because I could not handle the pressure of him being a faithful man. You know, because I like him so much that if he was faithful to me, I would just cave under all that pressure. I think it's good that he's cheating. I don't think he's cheating because we're not exactly together anymore, are we? You know, I remember I said I did yell at him. So it's not really cheating. It's more like I'm going to call it cheating because it hurts emotionally. So I'm just going to say he's cheating. So he's cheating. He's cheating. And, yeah. Well, I couldn't handle it if he was completely and absolutely focused on me. So I guess it's good that, you know, his eyes are still wandering. He's searching. He is in the prime of his life, however. So he is like checking out the options. And I am not doing that because I spent the whole year getting fat and depressed and looking like I am twice my age. This is why I'm not fucking more, honestly, if I'm honest. I really need to get my life together. What the fuck? I just really need to like meet new guys and have a whole lot more sex and be like super sexy on Instagram and all my problems are solved. Jesus, like, have you seen how pretty I am? What the hell was even all of this? I mean, thanks for listening to How I Love Him, but you know, I'm honestly the star of my own show. I am a black hole in the middle of the universe. Anything that is not revolving around me and getting sucked into me is not, I don't know. It's not giving. 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 So, all right. Well, my God complex kicked in, so I'm not going to be here whining over some stupid ass boy. So he's not stupid. Actually, never mind. I said that. Even when I'm a God, I still love him. He's not stupid. He's pretty and he's simple. And he's pretty.
Hello.
Oh. So, did I mention he has a nice butt?